Title: Ghost Notes in Ableton Live 12. Transform them for sunrise, set emotion for jungle, old school DNB vibes advanced. Alright, welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 session, and we're going deep on a topic that separates a drum loop from that rolling, alive, sunrise jungle feeling. We're talking ghost notes, not as in make it quieter. I mean ghost notes as micro groove, perceived distance and controlled emotion. The stuff that makes an immense style groove breathe behind the main crack, without ever turning into messy doubles. By the end, you'll have a DJ ready, 16-bar groove that evolves, plus a reusable ghost note macro system you can drop into other tracks like a tool. Let's set the intention first. Sunrise energy is emotion plus forward motion. You want warmth, swing, and that hazy glow behind the beat, but the kick and snare still translate on a big rig. So we're going to build ghosts that are tone-shaped, time-shaped, and space-shaped. That's the whole philosophy. Step 0. Set up like a DJ tool maker. Set tempo to the classic zone, 165 to 170. I'm going to park at 168 BPM, because that tends to roll nicely for old school jungle without feeling rushed. Go to arrangement view early. That's important. Sunrise vibe isn't about a 4-bar flex. It's about long arcs over 32 or 64 bars, so it blends well in a set. Now, create your return tracks right away, because we're going to use sends as part of the instrument. Return A. Name it air verb. Drop in hybrid reverb. Keep it algorithmic, hall style. Set decay somewhere like 2.5 to 4.5 seconds. Pre-delay around 18 to 28 milliseconds so the reverb doesn't smear the transient. High cut around 7 to 9k. Low cut around 250 to 400 hc so the reverb isn't dumping mud into your mix. Then put EQ8 after it. And if the reverb ever feels like it's biting your ears, dip a little around 2 to 4k. Return B. Name it tape glow, put saturator on it, soft clip on, drive maybe 2 to 6 dB, then auto filter after it, low pass 12 dB, cut off around 6 to 10k, tiny resonance. This return is not distortion, it's glue and nostalgia. It's that subtle tape lift that makes quiet details feel connected. Cool. Now we build the drum rack with dedicated ghost layers. Create a MIDI track, load a drum rack. If you've got a break loop you like, right-click it and slice to new MIDI track. Use transient slicing or the built-in slicing preset. Now you've got your break spread across pads, which is perfect because it lets you treat certain slices like main hits and others like ghost articulation. Then add modern reinforcement. Put a clean short kick on its own pad, and a tight snare crack on its own pad. This is a DJ translation move. Even if the break is vibey, clubs can swallow the fundamentals. Reinforcement keeps your anchors consistent. Now the key move. Create ghost-only pads, 2 or 3 of them. Pick something like a soft rim or ghost snare, maybe a filtered snare tail thud, and a tight closed hat or a shuffled shaker, and keep these separate from the main snare pad. This matters. Sunrise ghosts often need different EQ, different stereo width, and very different reverb sends than the main snare. If you try to do this all on one snare sound, you'll constantly fight yourself. Before we place notes, quick coach note. Think perceived distance, not quiet. Solo your ghost group later and ask, does this sound like a separate drummer in the room, slightly behind the kit? Then unsolo and ask, do I miss it when muted, but barely notice it when it's on? That's the sweet spot. Now, programming. We'll start with a 1-bar loop. Core concept. Ghosts live around the snare, not on it. Your main snare is your anchor. Keep anchors stable and DJ-friendly. Decorations get the attitude. In a typical 4/4 jungle grid, main snare is on 2 and 4. In Ableton's clip positions, that's often 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. Now place ghost snares just before and just after those anchors. A great advanced starting pattern is a ghost 16th before beat 2, so around 1.1.4. Then a ghost just after the snare, around 1.2.2 or 1.2.3. Another ghost pushing into beat 4, around 1.3.4. And a ghost after the snare toward the end, like 1.4.3, which helps pull you into the next bar. Add hats, maybe steady 8ths or 16ths with intentional gaps so it breathes. Then add 1 or 2 ghost hats that are slightly late, because late hats create the tape drag feel. Velocity starting points. Main snare up in the 105 to 127 world. Ghost snares down around 18 to 45. Ghost hats even lower, like 10 to 35. Now here's the big transformation step. We're going to turn quiet hits into emotional ghost notes. Because if you only lower velocity, the ghost will still sound like the same snare, just quieter. that doesn't create distance. Distance is tone and envelope and space. Option A, fast and clean. Velocity into auto filter. On the Ghost's ThinkPad chain, or on a Ghost group bus, build this device chain. First, the Velocity MIDI device. A little random, like 5 to 12, for human variation. Then cap the maximum without high around 45 to 55. This is your safety rail. It prevents a ghost from suddenly yelling if you accidentally bump a velocity lane later. Second, auto filter, low pass 12 dB. Set cutoff somewhere like 1.2 to 3.5K, depending how bright your sample is. Then use the filter envelope. Set envelope amount around plus 10 to plus 25, so the transient opens slightly and then closes. Attack very fast, like 0.5 to 2 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. This is the whispered funk trick. The ghost gets a tiny articulation at the start, then it tucks back into the haze. Third, EQ8. High pass around 140 to 220 Hz so ghosts aren't stepping on your kick and bass. If you hear boxy cardboard, it's often in the 400 to 700 Hz zone, so notch gently. Fourth, drum bus for glue. Drive around 2 to 5, crunch low, boom usually off for ghost layers and damp if it gets too crispy. Now listen. You should hear that the ghost notes are just quieter. They're darker, shaped, and emotionally behind the main snare. Option B. If you want more jungle character, add corpus after the filtering. Plate or tube mode works great. Tune it loosely toward your track's key. Decay 0.2 to 0.6 seconds. Mix 5 to 15%. It gives that hollow, nostalgic body that reads very old school without needing more layers. Next, micro timing. This is where the roll becomes addictive. Open the MIDI clip. Hit fold so you only see what you used. We're going to nudge selectively. Rule. Anchors stay mostly on the grid. Main kick and main snare don't get dragged unless you absolutely mean it. Decorations get the time attitude. Take into snare ghosts, the ones right before the main snare, and push them slightly early. Think minus 4 to minus 10 milliseconds. Then take after snare ghosts and pull them slightly late, plus 6 to plus 15 milliseconds. Coach move. Don't make every after snare ghost late. Make only one late per bar. Otherwise you get Flam City, and the groove starts sounding like it's tripping over itself. Now add groove pool lightly. Grab an MPC-ish 16 swing, or anything that feels right. Amount 10 to 25%. Random 2 to 8%. The point is tight but human, not drunk. And only commit the groove when you're happy, because committing is great for DJ edits and consistency, but it's annoying if you're still exploring. Now we add the sunrise glow. Send only reverb tails. This is a classic trick. Ghosts light up the air. Main snare stays punchy. On the ghost pads, raise send to air verb. Start around minus 18 to minus 12 dB per pad. Keep main snare send very low, maybe minus 25 to minus 18, or even off. Let the ghosts carry the haze. On the reverb return, you can widen slightly with utility. Width 120 to 160%, but check mono compatibility. If your snare disappears in mono, you went too far. Optional, but super effective, sidechain compress the reverb return. Put a compressor on the return. Sidechain it from the drum bus or main snare. Ratio around 2 to 1. You only need 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. When the snare hits, the reverb will breathe out of the way, which is perfect for that sunrise shimmer without losing impact. Now, parallel tape lift for cohesion. Group your drums, then create a parallel chain. You can duplicate the drum group or do it with a return-style parallel track. On the parallel, saturator, drive 4 to 8 dB, soft clip-on, then EQ8, high pass 120 to 180 Hz so you're not doubling low end. If you want air, a gentle shelf plus 1 or 2 dB around 8 to 10K, then glue compressor, attack 3ms, release auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Blend it in quietly. The goal isn't louder drums. The goal is, the break and the ghosts feel like they belong to the same record. That's the old school cohesion. Now we arrange like a DJ tool. Sunrise evolution via ghost automation. Think in 64 bars. Scene style steps, not constant wiggling. DJs hear sections. Bars 1 to 16. Intro blend. Fewer ghost hits. Darker cutoff on the ghost group. Modest air verb send, like minus 18-ish. This lets the groove sit under a mix. Bars 17 to 32. Groove reveal. Add one or two ghost placements and raise your ghost velocity ceiling from about 45 up to 55. Not louder overall, just slightly more presence. Bars 33 to 48, sunrise lift. Increase reverb send a touch, maybe closer to minus 14 to minus 12. Add a little stereo width on ghost hats, maybe utility at 120% on the hat group. You're opening the room. Bars 49 to 64, rolling peak. Pull the reverb back slightly so the groove gets punchier again, and add a subtle fill every 8 bars. Think tiny triplet-style ghost nudges, not a massive break fill. Sunrise is emotional, not chaotic. Now, map the performance controls. This is where it becomes reusable. In the drum rack or on the ghost group, map key parameters to macros. Ghost cutoff. Ghost verb send. Ghost velocity ceiling. Ghost saturation drive. Then record macro automation in arrangement like you're performing a DJ tool. That's how you get movement without rewriting patterns. If you want to go even more advanced, build a ghost performance rack. Put an audio effect rack on your ghost group with two chains. Dry ghost and bloom ghost. Dry is tighter, darker, less space. Bloom is slightly more open, more reverb, maybe a touch wider. Then map a single macro called Bloom to crossfade between them. Limit the macro ranges so it's impossible to get painfully bright or ridiculously wet. And here's a really advanced push-pull trick. Duplicate the ghost MIDI clip to a second track and use track delay. Set one ghost track to minus 5 ms, the other to plus 10 ms. Crossfade between them with a macro. That's literally a groove attitude control. Let's cover common mistakes quickly, because these are the ones that waste hours. If ghost notes are too loud, they stop being ghosts and turn into messy doubles. Fix it with velocity out high. If there's no tone change, it'll sound like mistakes. Use filter envelope shaping so ghosts are behind the curtain. If you put reverb on the main snare crack, you'll lose punch fast. Keep the crack dry. Let ghosts carry the air. If you overswing everything, the track loses drive. Apply micro timing selectively to decorations.